Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes only, but every day, 7 days a week, keeping us in God's Word. And since faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17, that's important for the strength and strengthening of our faith. You know people in your life who need stronger faith, don't you? Share these short studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help them turn their life around. You may help them come closer to God. You may help them get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. So start sharing today and every day with everybody you can. We're going to get back into our line of thought and study. We're talking about peace. We made the point that peace seems to be one of man's most sought after and yet most elusive goals. We hear about peace all the time, and yet our world, our nation, is in a state of turmoil almost constantly. Well, all of those different avenues that mankind is trying to seek peace through seem to be certainly less than 100% effective, and certainly less than 100% effective in ultimately bringing about lasting peace. Lasting peace. Let me ask you this. Are you looking for peace in your life? Is your life in a state of turmoil? Stress? Are you unhappy? Where are you going to try to find peace? Some people try to find it through money and buying more things, and they find themselves then even more stressed because now they've got all these bills to pay for. They find out that they buy something new that's brand new, latest and greatest, and then it's no longer the latest and greatest because something else replaced it almost as fast as they bought it. Peace is not there. Not lasting peace, not fulfilling peace. Maybe they try to find it through some relationship, but then the relationship falls apart, or it's not what they were hoping it would be, and so that peace also is fleeting, short-lived. We can go on and on. Where are you looking for peace? What is your solution to the emptiness of peace in your life? Virtually all of the avenues that mankind takes separated from going to God through Jesus Christ are failures in bringing the peace that they really are looking for, that they're really seeking. Only through Jesus Christ, only from God in a right relationship with Him through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can we find true, lasting, and fulfilling peace. We want to help you find that peace. Now, we continually talk about how you can contact us through our website at churchofchrist.com, churchofchrist.com, and you can click on the email link and contact us that way, or you can phone us at 402-498-8397, 402-498-8397. But that's what today's Bible class is about, to help you find that real inner peace that only comes in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. As we noted in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul really put it in a succinct form when he wrote this, "Therefore, having been justified by faith," and if faith in God and faith in Christ is waning in your life, you need to start doing what you need to do to shore up that faith, to develop it, to help it to become stronger. Now, that's what today's Bible class is all about, getting people into God's Word and thereby helping them to develop the faith that comes by reading, studying, understanding, believing, and applying properly God's Word to their lives. Romans 10 and verse 17, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We read the text in Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, where Zacharias, the father of John, who would be known as John the Immerser and the biological cousin of Jesus, he would be the one who would begin his ministry before Jesus began his public ministry, and John would be kind of paving the way, kind of tilling the ground, so to speak, and getting people ready to look for the coming Savior. And Jesus would be basically right behind him with his message, I am that Savior. And so John would be pointing people to the coming Savior. And so Zacharias at the birth of John, and as John is a young man, a young boy, and then a young man, he says, to give light to those, this is what you're going to do, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Zacharias tells John, his son, you're going to be preaching that message through the coming Savior. When he comes, he's going to give light to those who are sit in darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. What a great statement. Our Savior is going to come and guide our feet into the way of peace. Let me ask you this. Are you sitting in the darkness of despair in your life? Now, you may not be sitting there physically, but you may be. People slip into some pretty deep depression a lot of times because the way they have been living their life has produced anything but that peace that they're seeking. Is that where you're at? Do you feel like you're in dark despair, in a pit, and you have a hard time imagining how you can dig your way out? Jesus Christ is the answer. And that's not preacher talk. That's not surface level platitudes. No, we're talking about that is where you can find that fulfilling peace. We want to read further in Luke's gospel account. I want us to turn to Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. And we're going to read through verse 14. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. Stood before who? The shepherds in the field to announce the birth of the Savior into the world. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, in other words, a whole lot more angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Jesus came into this world to bring peace to humanity, the way of real, fulfilling peace. Now, the devil's always working in the background. He's always trying to destroy that peace, pull us away from that peace that God offers us through Jesus Christ. But Jesus brought us that opportunity for peace like nothing in this world can offer us. The understanding. Now think about this. Talked to a fella not too long ago about studying God's Word, about what God has waiting for him, forgiveness and salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ. And the man's response was, no, God can't forgive me. Some of the things I've done in my life, they've been so bad. God can't forgive somebody like me. Yes, he can. Not only can he wants to. Now, there's where faith comes in again. But God offers us. Now think about whatever burden that man was carrying around in his life, in his mind, whatever he had done. He didn't tell me what he'd done. I don't know what he had done. I don't necessarily want to know what he had done. I don't need to know. But I do know that his only hope for peace, real peace, is in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, what are these verses we've been reading? He came to bring peace to humanity, to mankind. He came as the messenger of peace. And we're not talking about just surface level kind of warm, fuzzy feeling. We're talking about real peace. And ultimately, that boils down to, I've been forgiven of my sins. I've been saved. I've been born again spiritually. I'm looking forward to a home in heaven for all of eternity. And that's eternal life. Jesus brought that sense of peace. He offers it to everybody. He said in Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." There's the peace that we're looking for in life. The peace that is eluding so many people because they're looking in the wrong places and they're looking for the wrong kind of peace. Again, the devil keeps clouding the issue. He keeps trying to blind people to that source of peace, which is Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. He keeps trying to muddy the waters and get them off track. And he's been really successful with humanity as a whole. In John chapter 14, now I want you to think about this. When Jesus says what we're going to read in John chapter 14, it's the night that he will be betrayed by Jesus. The next day, he knows he will be hanging on the cross and giving his physical life as the ultimate sacrifice to pay the price for the guilt of the sins of all humanity. He has his apostles with him on this night. And this is one thing that he tells them. John 14 in verse 27. Now he's going to be on the cross the next day. And yet he says to them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Wow. That's the peace that all of us need to be seeking and longing for and grabbing onto through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, please help us to grasp this peace that will last for all of eternity. Help us to be an example of this peace to everybody around us. Please forgive us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.